Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for this evening. It is Thursday night. It's a lovely day here on the East Coast. The lovely news lady is enjoying her last day of vacation. She's going to be back next week with a couple great shows, Summer Fashions by Tam Hush and Hush Boutique. And also she's doing a special show for News Crunch, actually on the Trayvon Martin case. So be sure to go ahead and tune into those. But tonight it's all about the SFN. For those who don't know anything about the SFN is an online network, also known as SFN-TV, and it's an online television network featuring exceptionally produced original online web series from leading-edge creators in the web and television community. These two men are pioneers. They are Stuart St. John and Todd Fisher, both co-founders. I wonder who did it first, but we're going to go ahead and find out right about now. Gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for joining me tonight. You're live on Almost Victoria. Welcome. How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you for having us.
Yes, Michael, thank you so much for having us.
Fantastic. I want to go right to Stuart now. Stuart, I've battled back and forth with the research that I've done, but apparently it's pointing to you being guilty of being the brainchild of the SFN. Is that true?
I'll never admit that.
Be careful what you say, Stuart.
Yeah, it's a joint venture from the beginning.
Right. Good.
Both of us, our hearts and souls and time and everything else have been in this together collectively. So we both bring very unique perspectives and talent, I think, to this network. And, you know, one couldn't do without the other. So it's we laugh. It's like Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah,
or other
absolutely.
Batman and Robin.
So the SFN was created in what year? When did you guys actually start up?
It was just this past year, 2011. We had a short run over the summer, last summer, like 2 months, and then we took it offline, and then we decided to come back with a refocused, redesigned site in December. So we've only been around for about 4 months now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Todd, to you, how did you be able to create such a cohesive web page? Not only that, but to amalgamate the amount of talent that you actually have running on there. I kind of see it as the new web ABC. It's got a programming lineup. You tune in this time for this hour. I think it's incredibly clever. But how did you go to so well produced in that short a time? I know you both have backgrounds in television, but this has got to be a medium that I mean, you're no stranger to. You did the spot wireless things, but how did that all come up?
You know, I'll answer that.
Okay.
This is Stuart. You know, when I guess it was 1995, and I had originally been the executive producer of the very first web soap called The Spot, and it was online. At the time, we didn't even have video. We were doing journal entries with these characters, and it was part of a web network called American Cybercast. And when I was there, Todd came on board the project and on board the network. And so it was very cemented in our mind very early on that this is something that we believed and where we thought everything was going,
right.
You know, 15 years ago. So when we sat down and decided to do this now, you know, we just said, okay, we want it to feel like the network feeling and look and kind of raise the level of creativity and design and campaigns around web content, you know, and really good web content. So that's really the impetus that, you know, that got us going. And Todd is just a genius in terms of being able to make things gorgeous and streamlined. He actually designed the platform for the Sprint mobile phones when we did the Spot Wireless. So I knew.
You're a great spokesperson, Stuart. Thank you very much.
Yes, it was good. So,
but Todd, I saw you in the new season's promos and stuff. You with the mm-hmm. the lovely cast of ladies bouncing up and down the streets of New York and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, it's been rumored now. I mean, this is again conflicting information, but I mean, could you solve a problem for us? Are you really the son of Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher?
Well, you know, there's a lot of speculation, but you know, that's part of my mystery. So I'll never reveal that. I'm still asking, Michael, so good luck.
I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, you can ask whatever you like, Michael.
It's hysterical.
No. I just wanted to go ahead and make mention too. I met these two great guys actually in New York at the Indie Soap Awards, the third annual Indie Soap Awards, with Roger and Damon from We Love Soaps. A fantastic arrangement. Please explain to me exactly what SFN TV did in the role of that production of the Indie Soap Awards, because I watched it and I'm so sorry, but I wasn't bored. It was actually a delightful show, and I know, Todd, I emailed you during the watching
mm-hmm.
of it, but it was actually very good to watch. It was entertaining, it was well done, it was edited wonderfully. So what did you actually end up contributing to the We Love Soaps presentation of the Indie Soaps Awards?
Well, we co-produced the entire show, and this is Stuart, I directed and wrote it as well, and one of the things that I wanted to make sure was that it moved, and our company also was in charge of the editing of the program, and we just wanted it to have, you know, a certain level of style, a certain level of, you know, just kind of fun, you know, and timing and making sure that things moved. I also wanted to open with a musical number, so I scored that thing and sent it to Colleen Zenk from As the World Turns, who I grew up loving, and she responded. We never met each other, and she heard the song and she said, "Oh my God, I have to do this." So
fantastic.
That night, she, you know, right before the show started, she did like three rehearsals where she sang it. And it was she was just phenomenal. So we just wanted to, you know, for what we had, we just wanted to make it as fun as we could and moving as fast
and positive.
And positive.
Yeah.
And you know, Roger and Damon and those guys are amazing, and they just said, "Hey, you know, step in, take it over and do what you're gonna do." So that's what we did.
Wow.
That's what we did,
It was a delight to watch. I unfortunately didn't get to see the live show, because by the time we had closed down the red carpet, it was like 25 minutes into the show, and it's like, I hate being that person to say, pardon me, excuse me, and stuff. So we took the stuff back to the hotel and caught everybody, because I parked outside the women's bathroom. I thought that'd be the best way to go ahead and get everybody's information, because I, you know, Michael Taylor Gray was there, the entire cast from Pretty. It was a pleasure meeting the cast from Ragged Isle. Fantastic,
mm-hmm.
Barry Dodd. I was very happy to go ahead and tune into that. But for such a young guy, you have to take your hat off to the level of quality. I mean, the Dark Shadow Influence is fantastic, but it's quite brilliant. Todd, let's have your thoughts on that.
Dude, I just, you know, we're really, really happy and really excited about the creators that we have and the shows that we have on our network. The quality and their vision and their storytelling abilities are just, you know, really, really exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a new show coming on Tuesday called Thurston. We're really excited about that. And it's a Western web series. And I just think we're really fortunate, don't you, to have such great creators. And Barry's amazing, and his ability to tell a story is really amazing and powerful, and his visuals are great, and I can't say enough about him.
Yeah, very well-deserved for what he got with the show. It's an incredible show.
Yeah, I'm also loving Divanity right now with Alexis Zaboni, I think, and Barry – not Barry, what's his name? The lead in that. Caruso.
Michael Caruso, right.
Yeah, there we go.
And
Alexa
Zabolas,
Zabolas, yeah. She's just a honey. I saw her on the carpet. Actually, she was she seems so excited to be there. I mean, you guys weren't there last year at all, right, for the second annual
mm-hmm.
Indies?
No,
you weren't there. the difference in excitement and level, and I was bowled over by the level of when you get that many crazy people in a room together between the writers, the directors, the producers, the actors, the actresses, there is such a huge kinetic energy. You felt it as well, correct?
Oh, totally.
Definitely.
That's really a good question. I'm curious, like, you know, what it was like for you last year in comparison to this year.
For me, last year was very controlled. It was a smaller crowd, about 150 people. It was indie, so everybody was kind of, you know, casually dressed. I was the last one on the carpet because I came in at the last minute, and because I had my obsession was pretty at that point. So I was right next, a couple doors down from Erin Brown from Hot on the Red Carpet out of Los Angeles. She's a scream, by the way, if you check her out on Erin Brown TV. But yeah, it was very, very calm. It was normal. All of a sudden, this year, you know, the press time was 6:15 for an 8 o'clock show, so I knew we had 7 o'clock. We had an hour on the carpet, but even the red carpet was produced, which was a brilliant thing. I got my cheat sheet and everything. It's like, oh wow, I don't have to guess who the hell I'm talking to. I mean, I still had a problem identifying some of the really big daytime television stars, only because I didn't watch a lot of them. But it was such a pleasure to meet and go through and find out. And I thought the carpet went pretty smashing, except for a couple stumbles. But it was one of those things where the flood of people came in, and I became overwhelmed. Plus, I was telling everybody last week, plus I was sober this year. Last year I had a couple, glasses of wine before. It's just like, just relax, you know. It's like nothing. All of a sudden, I thought, you know, this is going to be. I got to up my game here, and you know, really be on. I'll never do a red carpet sober again. You always got to have a shot of Patron or something like that, just to kind of take that
edge
off. Because a little something, absolutely. But
you know,
I thought
Susan Bernhardt helped, you know, immensely with getting that, pulling that red carpet together.
Yes.
She was a superstar and part of our team that she stepped in and organized and had cheat sheets, and she really knows her stuff. So we were very, very fortunate that she was part of that. But that's kind of what we want. You know, we feel such a passion for the, you know, the shows, and not just the ones that are on the SFN, but in general. And there's a level that we feel that there's a lot of time and money that are put into these shows, and there's a level of respect and that we feel is really important as, to support them and to present them in a way that they should be presented. And so that's kind of how we took the approach for the award show as well. We just wanted to elevate it and really make it feel special and, you know, like, it was really an event, so I'm glad that it felt that way.
Oh no, it certainly did. It was a delight to be a part of. I can't wait to actually attend next year's if I'm so lucky.
I know.
It'll be pretty fantastic. If you're just tuning in, this is Michael Kay, entertainment co-host on At Home with Victoria. I want to thank all the people up in chat, Black and Fit, 55, all the new guests, Sunday from Nebraska, who's pinch-hitting for chat room producer tonight, and Thurston, the series, is actually in the chat room, just to let you know, guys.
Yes,
so if you have any.
That.
Yeah, holla. Yeah, feel
that's
free to go ahead and post your questions
right
for feel free to go ahead and post your questions for Todd and Stuart up in the chat room. We may be taking calls a little bit later. Who the hell knows? But in the meantime, Stuart, Hanna-Barbera, you worked under one of the greatest people on the planet, Mr. Joseph Barbera. Tom and Jerry Kids, and you went on to go ahead and do the award-winning Showtime original family feature 17 again with the Maori twins. But what was it like working with Joseph Barbera?
It was one of the best times of my career because he, you know, he had to have been in his 80s, and the man was just so sharp and funny, and we would, you know, develop these scripts together in his office, you know, surrounded by all his Emmys, and he just regaled me with hilarious stories from his career, and I felt really, again, really fortunate. I had gone in there, I think, right out of high school with a script, a spec script that I managed to get into the lot and slipped a script under the door of his son, Neil, who was working there. And they called the following week, and they said, we'd like to give you a 2-year contract with a studio. And I just about died because I grew up reading comic books and, you know, animation stuff. So it was a really exciting time for me. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a nice way to, you know, kind of come into Hollywood, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Joe, and he was awesome.
it could
slip the script under the door.
It couldn't have sucked just a little bit. I mean, right now I'm still going to work. You know, it's like,
oh,
hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
The door.
Yeah.
And they offered me
Fantastic. Me and Joe. Now, Todd, you started your career off as a graphic artist for the Universal Media Group, and then you worked at Warner Brothers and Disney Online, and so you're no slouch yourself, my friend.
No, it's kind of we've approached it again at different angles where, you know, I do a lot of that stuff, and you know, I'm self-taught, and I've taught myself, you know, coding and everything that, you know, that you see, and I, like Stuart said, I created the platform that played on Sprint, you know, digitally, and it was, you know,
quite
interesting.
And he's a great interior decorator, Michael.
Oh, is he?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a hidden
talent. He's a
fabulous
boy.
Maybe that'll be my new show on the SFN. Todd Decorator.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break here. A good friend of mine, Jesse Terry, is going to be on April 5th up with Michelle Steakin, who is going to help you uncover your best life. But we're going to take a little bit of a break. You're listening to At Home with Victoria with Todd Fisher, Stuart St. John, and Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. But until then, we're going to be taking some questions from chat, so go ahead and start posting them now. Till then, take a break. Jesse Terry with Empty Seat on a Plane.
They were once grounded for miles. Now they are constellations burning like us, sipping the wine, tangled like fine thoughts, churning. Look up above your head at the light. You could be there instead in the sky, or somewhere in the sky. There's an empty seat, an empty. Your name rang out, it echoed loud, it never found you on this hill. Our runway burns, this patch of dirt, where I was rescued. Look up. Look up above your head at the light. You could be there instead in the sky, or somewhere in the sky. There's an empty seat, an empty seat on a 767. Bound for Austin in the fall. No, we're coming up on winter. You can't stand the cold at all, but you chose to stay anyway. Look up, look up above your head at the light. You could be there, still in the sky, or somewhere in the sky. There's an empty seat, an empty seat, an empty seat.
Jesse Perry. Empty Seat on a Plane. You're back with Todd Fisher, Stuart St. John from the SFN, and Michael Kay, entertainment co-host on At Home with Victoria. Let's go to Stuart. I'm very curious to know now, the programming that you've actually sifted through, you must have sifted through many, many submissions to actually qualify to be network worthy. How many shows are running right now on the SFN? And what does the SFN actually stand for?
The SFN stands for St. John Fisher Network.
Oh, good.
So it is, yeah. So
we didn't want to forget the name, so.
Yeah, we had to come up with something that was easy, because, you know. And that worked.
Yeah.
And we fought FSN or SFN, and then.
CS won out.
But we have about six shows on the network right now, and we have been inundated with people submitting some great programming, but we really have so many things, so many elements that really make an SFN show, from, you know, the creative aspect to the content to the storytelling to the spirit of the people who are submitting, which is, it's all kind of hand in hand. So that was something that we felt really strongly. And it had to have the sensibilities that we enjoy. So I think
There's
a little bit of Todd and I in each one of these. You know, I'm a big Western lover, and so Thurston's coming. And we love mysteries, so we've got Ragged Isle.
Mm-hmm.
And
we love jewels. So we love Divanity.
Divanity, there we go. And Todd, are you co-producing California Heaven?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. We created that one together, and that's our gothic soap, so we've had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah, that one I haven't tuned into yet. So it's certainly on my list. Want to make mention too, in addition to Barry Dodd, Michael Caruso is actually up in the chat room as well. So Michael Caruso,
welcome
everybody. Yeah, Todd, I want to go to you on this one. I was chatting with a friend of mine who missed the last season of, I think it was, One Life to Live, or whatever the one that was most recently canceled, and she was saying about how she has to go on, where can she find it? I said Hulu and blah blah blah, and she had no idea the level of what's happening on internet soaps, basically, for a web series we were talking about, because she's a real estate agent and she's always on the go. She doesn't have time to sit down for a 30 minute episode. These are all between 10 and 12. Do you find this to be the new threshold as to what programming really will become? I mean, we won't have a television anymore in a room. We'll just basically, you know, be on the go all the time, downloading stuff. What do you think about that?
Gosh, definitely. I definitely think that this is the direction that things are heading. Traditional TV, I think, probably will always be around, but I think that as far as the, you know, daytime soap, you know, genre and the ability to watch like serialized content in bite-sized pieces, like on your lunch breaker or wherever, is there's definitely an audience for that, and I think that that's definitely opening up. Don't you? Do you agree? I mean,
certainly.
Yeah.
Stuart, here's the question to you now. How do we start making money from this? I mean, how do we start having sponsorship be a constant without having the sponsors control the content?
Right. I think that there is right now still a disconnect between advertisers and content, web content.
Mm-hmm.
And so we feel like, a network like the SFN, our network in particular, and having a specific sort of programming is going to capture the eyes of more and more advertisers that realize that we have a target market here. But it's still, we've been doing this for 15 years, and it's still very in very early stages where you can, get those advertisers see what's happening. I mean, we're not talking about, videos of, talking cat or singing cats or whatever it is. This is some of this content, when you see it, I mean, it is beautifully produced. It's well acted. It's wonderfully written. And it's just, you know, our job just to really make sure that we somehow get that connection going on. And that's what we're doing behind the scenes with a lot of
stuff. We work on that constantly.
We're completely 200% invested in our show creators and in the network and, you know, really letting people know what's going on. So, so I think that that's the future. I think that, that the sponsor, the advertiser, it has to be. Because there's got to be a model there.
There has to be, and there has to be some way to go ahead and pay your cast. I will be honest with you, as I am as thrilled as anyone, because now, you know, At Home with Victoria has grown a little bit. We're not kind of tiny now, but we're not really huge. But even now, when you go back to the archives of the show, there's a commercial for Dell Computers. We started off with French's Mustard. We move into Ore-Ida Sweet Potato Fries. Now we're on the Chrysler and stuff. It still irritates me. It's one of those things where it's like, come on, I don't, and, mm-hmm. and there's not that little thing where it says skip ad now, you know, where you can kind of just bypass it.
Right.
But it's so funny that even as a consumer, where I think I'm paying for cable, I'm paying for my internet, I shouldn't be bombarded with something I've chosen to actually sought out and watch. You know, it's a double-edged sword that cuts both
mm-hmm.
ways. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. I do. I mean, when we were doing the spot in '95. We had, you know, IBM was an advertiser, Banana Republic. We worked with those guys to integrate their stuff into our show. I really do truly believe that that is still the best way and one of the only ways that this medium is going to be able to survive and, you know, where you can have a show creator, have a series that's funded by a company. Because otherwise these guys are, you know, pulling the money out of their pockets and, and that's great, but there's a bigger picture going on.
But that's even difficult too, product integration, because you know when you're dealing with product integration, they may say, you know, here, use this car, but they don't necessarily pay you to have the car. You know, the trade is you get to use the car. So
that helps the budget, though.
Yeah, it does help, but it's different than you know a monetary value.
These are the conversations that we're having.
Yeah, we go back and forth.
The latest face that you've added to your roster is gorgeous. Who wants to go ahead and tell me a little bit more about that?
I'm in love with Gorgeous. Gorgeous was a show that Todd and I wanted to reach out into, do a new soap within the SFN. That had some really compelling teenage characters and dealing with their issues with their parents or mothers. So we sat down, and there's a really incredible interactive element to the show that made it perfect for the web. And it was over at ABC Family. They were very interested in the show. And Todd and I thought, well, wait a minute. This series could work really, really well on the SFN. So we took it back, and we decided that we would do this venture on our own and do it the way that we saw and with all the branding of cosmetics and, fashion and makeup and fun stuff. So it has a cotton candy feel to it on the outside, but there's definitely, you know, something of merit on the inside. The characters are really well drawn and I think there's some really interesting teenage themes to explore in the show.
Yeah.
So we started with doing an interactive casting through the website where we've been receiving videos from girls around the country that are submitting themselves for one particular character that we thought we would do something innovative and different there. And then we're going to be casting traditionally
for the
other
roles.
Yeah. And we have some exciting announcements coming up in the next couple weeks. So it's it's going to be really cool. Yeah, we're excited.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
I love the title. Let me ask both of you. I'm going to go ahead and start with Todd on this one. Let's go to regular television. I have streamed away from mainstream television only because I'm utterly bored. This is why I've gone the web way. But any shows that you are watching now that you think have actually valid points and staying power on right now? Let's go to Todd first.
That's a good question. You know, I don't know.
Do we even watch TV?
I don't even watch TV that much.
I don't either.
I'm really stuck on watching my shows on the SFN. So, on the SFN. So, I don't know. I hate to say it, but I do have that tendency to like reality programming. And I know that there are not a lot of reality fans out there. But, you know, I like shows that are about real people, too.
Well, I'm so happy you said that because, you know, my newest affliction is Dance Moms. I totally hate myself for watching it. I've actually put a message on Facebook saying, could someone please drive over and change the channel? I can't look at it, but don't touch it. It's one of those things. But the latest big thing is Smash with Catherine McPhee, Deborah Messing, and Angelica Houston. Have you guys caught even one episode of that?
I have not. I'm sorry.
I would highly suggest you catch one episode just to go ahead and get some sort of sense, because it's one of those things where you know where they're going, and it's almost like, oh, darn, just, you know.
I really wish I would like to. Literally, the minute that my head comes off the pillow in the morning until it hits the pillow at night, it is SFN.
Yeah. No, and it should be.
Yeah. It's been pretty crazy. But I heard, I mean, I got that my agent sent me the script for Smash. I read it. I thought it was great. They, I guess they're going in a different direction for season two, from what I understand. It looks like, I mean, people are talking about that. They're talking about, do you watch Revenge, Michael?
I don't.
Yeah, I hear
that. Like, I'm one of those people that, I mean, it has to catch me in the first 5 seconds. I'm into Ghost Hunters and crap right now, only because, or you know what, I'm sorry, my go-to is reruns of America's Next Top Model. I hate to go ahead and admit that actually on the air, but it's just like, if I just want to go ahead and float away for a while and look at something, it's like, eh, good enough for me.
That sounds familiar, huh?
I do love Top Model. I am a fan.
Well, thank God I'm not alone.
We used to work with Ken Mock, so we know we're very familiar with it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited about, I mean, let's talk about the show that I've been waiting for you know, the return of. I'm a big Dallas fan. So I can't wait for this continuation. It's not a reboot. Continuation of Dallas.
Dallas.
The series.
Oh, yeah.
So that happens this summer on TNT.
That'll certainly be something to look at. I'm looking forward to. What has been released as opposed to the cast list? Any leaks on who's playing what at this point?
Well, you've got all the characters. I mean, there's three. You know, Larry Hagman coming back, and Linda Gray, and Patrick Duffy. And they TNT was nice enough. They had me over to the office, and they let me watch the first episode. They put me in a room, and I got to sit there and watch, and it was phenomenal. So. I'm here to tell any other Dallas fans that it's going to be a great show, great ride.
Yeah. Wow, can't wait for it.
Yeah, it's going to be
good. 8:33 on Thursday night, you're listening to Todd Fisher and Stuart St. John from the SFN. I'm going to go ahead and take a little break here too right now. A good friend of mine and my partner in life and my all-around Light is actually in a hospice right now. He's in Regal Heights, taking a little vacation for 5 days. I want to give a huge thanks to Regal Heights for taking care of Stephen. Also want to thank the Delaware Hospice team of David, Barb, Michelle, and Lou. And one of Stephen's favorite people, which is mine as well. I'm not saying that everybody isn't important and special, but a good friend of ours, Shelley Rand, is a continual source of light and inspiration to the family, and she has a song called Hell on Heels. So I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this to Stephen in Regal Heights. Instead of Hell on Heels, I'll call it Hell on Wheels. But everybody, this is Shelley Rand. Give a listen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Picture to the wall. It looks like forever's hardly over after all. She slips into that dress she bought. She likes the way it feels. She's been his angel much too long. Tonight she's hell on the heels. And all through, and all more, gonna be the woman he won't see. time passerby that wants to get us some. The first step is the hardest. It's called making up your mind. She may not know what's up ahead, but she knows what she left behind. No fool, no more, gonna be the woman he won't see no more.
SFN in 5 years. Let's go to Stuart first.
Oh, I see Ragged Isle season 20, The Vanity season 25. I mean, come on. These shows are going to live forever. You know, I just see that this thing, what I would like is that it's a really thriving network of original programming that is supporting the people that have been here from the very beginning and their creative endeavors and the different shows that they're going to be creating. I hope that we're watching something unfold in front of our eyes that's like an incubator for major talent and ABC. There's just so much growth and so much still to do that we want to see. And I think it's...
Mm-hmm.
A creative haven. That's what we want. We want creators to feel like this is a place where they can come and have their shows, develop them and get them out there and have an audience, a social network that embraces them. So that's kind of the vision.
I second that.
Absolutely. Todd, what do you think about the effects of social media actually on promoting these small indie artists? I mean, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that stuff, it's the way of the networks. It's cutting out the middleman. It's cutting out William Morris, essentially, don't you find?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's critical. And, what's nice about the shows on our network, I have to say, they all stand behind their shows and they are very active in promoting them on Facebook and Twitter, and everybody on the network retweets everybody else. And so, absolutely, I think it's critical.
We can't express enough that the social network aspect of these guys, the creators, the stars, the people, the fans, is the key to creating a successful online television network. It's
totally
a huge component. And so, to have show creators that understand that and embrace that and encourage their cast to get involved with the audience, to get involved and tweet and do all this stuff. It is an added dimension. It's a necessary added dimension. So we've got some great people who are doing that.
Yeah.
And it really does make a difference.
Yeah, it really steps it to that next level, I think.
Well, certainly. Plus, you also have you have not only the writers, the directors, the producers, but you have the staff, the crew, the gaffer, the lineman. You have all those people having a vested interest in seeing this go someplace. So, of course, that's where you get the retweeting. That's where you get the sharing on Facebook. It may sound like bullshit, but quite frankly, that's how you get things out. This as a social network sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be fascinating. you know, people who just want to go ahead and for the sake, Kickstarter, I find, is a fantastic organization. I can't go ahead and give them enough kudos for whoever was the brainchild on that, where you can actually have your viewers continue your series. Brilliant. That's exactly how it should work, don't you think, Stuart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I think, you know, like, looking at somebody like Julie Smith, who's been raising funds, I think she's still raising. She has a Kickstarter thing going on for fumbling through the
pieces.
These things are, it's essential to helping show creators raise the funds, get the awareness out there, and create their show, create their programming. I'm thrilled that that's out there. And again, it puts the power in the hands of the fans who actually can impact their favorite shows, you know. They can actually help out the creators of these shows and do the programming, because you got to remember, these guys are, you know, for the most part, paying for these shows out of their own pockets, and, you know, every little bit helps, every dollar helps show that support and get those programs done. So I think it's a terrific thing.
I agree fully. I got a caller here. You guys feel like taking a live call? Caller from the 402 calling in. Welcome to Home of Victoria. You're live on the air. How can I help you? How are ya?
Hi, MK. It's Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy from Nebraska. Hey, this is Todd Fisher and Stuart St. John. How are you, doll?
Hi, Stuart. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I was just going to let you guys know, like, MK introduced me to SFN and Barry Dodd as well, and I've just been really enjoying it and the shows. And my question is really, I kind of wanted to know, are you guys, do you have any other upcoming shows besides Thurston, like, in the works?
Well, thank you, first of all, for coming to the checking us out. That's awesome. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, I'm hooked, okay?
That's what we like. We do. We have, you know, as we've said, we have Thurston starting next week. We're in production after that on Gorgeous. And then we have
Fumbling's coming.
Fumbling returning.
Yes, returning.
And we're looking at some programming right now to add after that. And we're just kind of in that programming mode of looking and reviewing shows and seeing what, you know, what works for the network. So we have some exciting new stuff coming.
And I'm really excited because, as far as, you know, you guys have something for everyone, which I think is really nice. You know, it's not just based, you know, for just, you know, a certain age group or a certain gender, which I really like. And I've been even sharing it with friends at work. I'm kind of getting them hooked right now on Ragged Isle, so hopefully I can, hopefully I can get them hooked on the other ones. Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I just think this programming is very quality programming. I've kind of been turned off some, you know, by the TV media lately, just with all of the reality shows and things, and I just think this is what we really need, you know, is to have this kind of programming. I miss that, you know, and it's kind of sad that, you know, all the networks have kind of shied away from this type of, you know, genre, I guess. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much, and I look forward to Thurston, and I'm very excited.
Awesome. It's going to be a great
show. And thank you, MK, for introducing me to SFN. I appreciate that
Absolute pleasure, and thanks for taking over chat, and I really appreciate that, Sandy. Sandy from Nebraska, a good friend of mine. You know, she brought up a good point when it comes to networks and stuff like that. Do you anticipate the fact that ABC, NBC, CBS and stuff will become a thing of the past? Let's go to Stuart first.
You know, I think in some form, I think it will evolve. I think it will evolve into something else. But I think the days of what we've seen as, you know, the programming that launches on throughout the week, new programming at certain times, I think might evolve completely online. I think, I honestly think that we are
in that transition.
Yeah, we're in that transition, and SFN is paving the way and saying, hey, this is what's going to happen. It's going to happen online. But I do think those networks will be around in some capacity.
But also the ability for content creators to tell their story in the way that they want without having the influence of a network telling them in what direction and who to cast and, you know, rewrite after rewrite after rewrite. I think that that is something that is really, you know, going to blossom, and that will continue to change decision. But
I think that's part of the SFN's philosophy, is that we want to celebrate the creator. We want the creator, you know, Michael Caruso, Barry Dodd, these guys are coming, and their shows are who they are. We're not interested in saying, hey, you have to do this on your show, or you have to do that on your show. We want to nurture and support the talent.
They're doing fine.
I think storytellers have been squashed, and we know that because we've been on the other side in television. So we have had the meetings, we've had the scripts that have been completely ruined by, you know, 10 cooks in the kitchen. The network kitchen. So that's part of
the beauty of it.
To do with the SFN.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think that's how initially television and film started out. I think everybody had good intentions, and I think things just became corrupt as things, you know, materialized. Everybody's after the buck. Everybody, you know, return on investment. All these fucking catchphrases. Pardon my French, but it gets to the point where I'm hoping that what the SFN will do is maintain the integrity of you being really internet pioneers. By showing the best quality of people who put things together with thumbtacks and scotch tape and provide a quality thing that, wow, you know, well done, you know. It's like film craft work, if that may be that bold. Wouldn't you agree? Let's go to Todd.
They're brilliant. They're brilliant. Yeah. And their ability to take, you know, from writing their scripts to casting them to the production and what they can do on their limited budgets and have them come out the way they do is miraculous. And that's why we feel it's so important that they be shown and presented in a certain way, because we as content creators ourselves know that feeling of wanting to get eyeballs. And it being, you know, that's what we want. We want our shows to be seen. So that's really our goal. We want.
And, you know, each show is so carefully handled within our network. I mean, we create campaigns. We spend a lot of time making sure, you know, pulling certain stills from the show and presenting it up at the top of our network page, and doing Q&As with the actors and the talent and, you know, the people behind the scenes. So we wanted to take a mold like a Bravo or an ABC and say, here's our world. Here's the SFN world. These are the stars of tomorrow that we're presenting. You guys, these people are important for you to know as creative voices. And I think in a relatively short amount of time that is exactly what's going on. I mean, the fans who are coming are excited about this. You know, we wanted to create – I mean, we could just throw stuff up there, and there's no specialness. There's no uniqueness that's there.
Right. But we've also taken our traditional, you know, background in television and media and blended it so that there's an experience similar to television, but with creators that, you know, aren't from network television. So it's kind of this really neat marriage that's familiar but not familiar, but, you know, the creativity is, there's much more creativity in it, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Todd, you also do a show on the SFN called The Update. And give us a little sample of what that's all about. I've watched it a few times. I like when you have Michael Caruso. He's up in chat on the iPad, and fantastic. Yeah. But for those who don't know about The Update, give us the spectrum.
Well, you know, really what has kind of happened is I've ended up kind of becoming the face of the network. And I really wanted to have this interaction with the content creators and the actors and whoever was on the SFN. So to interview and show, you know, who they are as well, because a lot of times, you know, the content creators they're behind the scenes. So I created this update show, and it was, you know, logistically it's difficult because these shows are created all over the U.S., and I tried to think of a way to bring it all together. So I thought, I'm going to do these little video interviews on my iPad and hold it in my hand and act as if they were sitting next to me. And
that's really
what it is. And, you know, it's choppy. It's not, you know, the audio doesn't always sync up, but it's fun. And I really enjoy that aspect of, of communication and interviewing. It's, I don't know, it's just interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they can't, you know, when I'm interviewing, they can't see me. The iPad that I use doesn't have a camera, so I can see
them.
That's
pretty cheeky.
Isn't it? To see my reaction.
Really?
So,
it's like, well, come on. Rude. But
I get to see it.
I want to go back to the chat room. I want to thank all the new guests. I got a couple. Yeah, I got a couple semi-famous people here. I got Barry Dodd. I got Michael Caruso. Susan Bernhardt, fantastic child, I tell you, an absolute brilliant mind when it comes to productions and Thurston the series.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and brag on some of these people.
Let's start
bragging about Michael Caruso. Here's my favorite Michael Caruso story. On Divinity on the Carpet and stuff like that, they all came out. I had no idea who they were, of course. I knew they were from Divinity because of the little thing, but I didn't watch it at that point and stuff like that. So interviewed Alexis and the whole cast and Barbie. I think his wife is Barbie, right, or Barbara or something like that. And
yeah,
Michael.
Caruso, yeah.
Barbie, yeah. And so Michael came up to me after the little mini interview for 30 seconds because Susan was really, really, she was putting her foot down. I was the first one. She says, 30 seconds, that's it, tops. You know, like, I mean, she intimidated. She scared me a little. I mean, but
yeah,
I know,
yeah,
and that's good. And I'm good with
we
function.
All jump a little when Susan comes on the scene.
But let me tell you something. That red carpet is a well-oiled machine.
That's right.
Yes, which it should have because I was the first one there, so I couldn't screw it up and cause a bottleneck. Anyways, long story short. She goes ahead and she says, 30 seconds and stuff. So interview everybody really quickly and, you know, you're beautiful, lovely. And then Mr. Michael puts his hand on my shoulder and he says, how's your partner? And
oh.
I was like floored. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, we watched Tales from the Crypt. It's like, I'm, wow. Don't know you from a hole in the ground. But thank you for being the kindest person. Just delicious.
Yeah.
So. Michael Caruso and Divinity, let's go to Stewart. How fantastic is Mr. Michael Caruso?
Oh, this guy is incredible. I mean, he's creative, he's a genius, he's fun, he's spirited, and he has a heart of gold. He's the guy that will be there holding the light if you need the light. He'll be that guy that you can count on in a pinch no matter what. So
right.
I can't say enough wonderful things about the guy. And, you know, he was the one that reached out when we really started the network and said, you know, I really like what you guys are doing and I've got this show. And he and I just hit it off right away because we have a passion for soaps and passion for a lot of the same shows that we enjoy talking to each other about, in Dallas being one of them. So he, wonderful man, very talented, and always delivers. This guy delivers,
yeah.
You know, beyond. We talked about wanting to do, you know, interview specials for Divinity, and he produced those things. He does it like old Hollywood. He invites you over. I want you to see what you're getting. This is it. He makes things a presentation. So you can probably tell I'm pretty high on Michael Caruso.
He puts up in the chat room, he says, I hope the check I sent them clears, but...
No, it didn't, but Michael, it doesn't matter.
Michael, can I have your debit card number, please?
And your pin.
And your pin.
Oh, yeah, and Michael's always reaching into my pocket, too.
I don't know
what that's about.
And Michael knows how to order a drink. I will say, Michael knows how to order a drink. And
he introduced me to the most wicked, dry, olive, blue cheese martini I've ever had. In my life, I'm now a raging alcoholic. Thanks to Michael. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, but for all the non-drinkers, Stacey McQueen, I bought her a shot of Patron, and she says, oh, my liver is, it's like, oh, it's one shot of Patron, Stacey, for God's sake. I mean, fuck up or I'll punch you in the head.
But
I
do want to say one thing more about Michael. The secret to Michael Caruso is Barbie Caruso. And
Yeah.
Without
Barbie, there is no Michael.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And he knows
it's lovely and beautiful. That whole cast was beautifully dressed. And this is the one thing I'll just share with you really quickly, and I don't mean this to offend anybody. I don't want one piece of email from this bullshit. But last year was the Indie Soap Awards. So everybody, you know, borrowed a suit and, you know, kind of came together. This year was, you know, Harry Winston. There was Chanel Vintage. There was Louboutin
Valentino.
There. I mean, it was a dressed-up crowd this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We sent mandates to all the creators on our show that you guys better look gorgeous.
And they did.
They're stunning. Stunning.
Yeah,
you know what?
Great.
And this is just what I'm going to say to you, just because I feel we're friends now. Besides the obvious pretty, a person who I've grown to enjoy so much, a couple people, Darren Strauss and Julie Emery with Kevin Early from When We Got Help and Downsized.
Yeah.
I think those two.
Oh, my gosh.
Anna Costi, I think, is actually very well done this season. The production values have certainly changed. And Pretty really cracked me up. The story, the reason why I found Pretty was Steve was really sick, and he was sleeping a lot. And all of a sudden, this flash came across my screen, and it was the very first episode of Pretty where Annette says, they keep me locked up in a tower to protect me from the Jews. It was hilarious. It caught me from the start. And those people, the Pretty crowd, has been such a great help to At Home with Victoria, and in turn have helped a lot of the music people that we've had on. Would you agree that with this new level of programming that we can help cross-promote between music, the arts, and all that stuff? Everybody's willing to go ahead and work for free. If you need a song anytime, contact, phone me. I mean, I've got these people willing to go ahead and do anything just to get their work out. So isn't that a great sense of camaraderie? Would you not agree, Stuart?
Yeah, I do. I think it's, artists supporting and helping each other and becoming better and getting that exposure, which is, just so key. It's like, if you think about Orson Welles and the theater and the people that he kind of corralled together. That's the spirit for us that we feel is this cross promotion, cross, references with each other, on our shows with talent. And that's what's so exciting about it. There's so much creativity and so many opportunities, and people are wanting to help each other. It's like even with the Indie Soap Awards. I mean, Steve Silverman was responsible for creating some of the video cutaways that we had, and donated that time, donated those things to Roger. I mean, everybody came together to pull that show together and make it what it was. And I think that's what we're seeing happen at the SFN and across with all these web shows, which makes it so exciting. Mm-hmm. It's that spirit, that, camaraderie.
Absolutely. Todd, would you agree?
I would totally agree with that. 100%.
Are you drunk?
Eloquent.
Doesn't that sound eloquent? I wanted to say something about Barry Dodd now.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we're Barry. Can we talk about Barry now?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Now, Barry, we had never met Barry until we went to the awards show. That was the first time we actually got to meet him in person. And I'll never forget, one of the most, I met him at the party before. There was a party the night before. But the first award that he got, Stuart and I were backstage the whole night. And he came back there, and he came through the curtain, and he gave me the biggest hug, and he was crying, and it just touched me so much, and I'll never forget that moment, and I felt so happy and so proud for him, and he's just such an amazing guy, and his heart, and he's so genuine, and I love him, and I love what he does, and I'm just really proud of him, and, at that moment in time, I really didn't get a chance to tell him that, but,
Barry
Dodd, Barry Dodd, totally huggable. He has that energy about him, that boyish charm that you just are.
And he was
Was best dressed. I may have to go ahead and make mention of that. Barry, I know you're listening, and I enjoy you very, very much. And we're going to take up a collection. and we will have someone tailor that suit for you. And, you know, what I loved about Barry was his absolute sincerity, his unassuming nature.
Totally.
I've only been at this for probably, you know, 25 years. I've never sensed so much sincerity from someone who was so unassuming. And that's so refreshing to see. You know what
totally.
I mean?
It's really
yeah.
him. And I really dig that about Barry.
Yeah, I was pleasantly... everything I thought about Barry and more happened that night when we got to meet. And it was, you know, and he is a team player with a capital T, you know,
yeah.
so it's genuine.
But he's another one, Stuart, that's nothing without Karen.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we better
yeah.
say that.
Uh-huh. And I will say, thank you, Karen.
This is a night of revelation.
Yes, it is. I'll never forget to thank Karen.
But here's something that I want to go ahead and actually share with the two of you, because it's something that you didn't go ahead and get to see. And perhaps I am talking out of turn, because I enjoy these two people very, very much, but there was clearly a kerfluffle that I had missed. So after we had dropped off the equipment at the wonderful Benjamin Hotel, we came back to the auditorium where the SFN and Indie Soap 3 was. And outside on the street was Tom Gregory and Andrew Espinosa Long from Gregory Way TV. And apparently, I don't know if this happened actually inside, because I wasn't there inside, but on the street there was yelling and hollering and all that baloney. Did anything transpire within the inside of that award ceremony that I'm not aware of?
Not that I know of. I had caught wind of that same situation happening, but I you know, it was just really quickly in passing. I had no idea.
Where was I? I missed everything.
We were backstage, but I did hear.
You guys
were
probably backstage, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
oh, no, it was so, and I wanted to go ahead and intervene, but then I thought, no, just let it go, because it was crazy,
yeah.
It was crazy talk, but anyways, let's,
drama.
you know what, it was delightful to have a little drama, and drama that I wasn't involved in, you know, so it
yeah,
was one of those things where I was like,
part.
Oh, let's just watch that one, you know, oh, turning to this show. Anyways, I've kept you guys almost way too long. It's 9:02. I want to thank Barry Dodd up in chat, all the new guests, Michael Caruso, Sandy from Nebraska for producing chat tonight, Sandra Bernhardt, who's listening, who I adore and respect more
love
than
her.
Anything. Love her millions. I tell you, I love a strong woman. I really do. And Thurston, the series, also up. But let's go to Stuart. Stuart, tell us where we can go ahead and find the SFN.
All right, you can go to sfntv.com and just jump right in. You'll see you can go to shows and see where all the shows are. You can watch the network ID promo that we did. If you want to see Todd dancing down the street with all the different stars of the SFN, sfntv.com. We invite you and we embrace you, so come on over.
Absolutely. And Todd, just go ahead and give us a quick rundown of the 7 series that you have running up and now, including Ragged Isle.
Well, I'm going to start with Saturday and Sunday now. Saturday and Sunday is going to be the new night for California Heaven. Monday, we're going to have an update and some other things. Tuesday, that's going to be our new Thurston. And Wednesday is Ragged Isle. Thursday, Divinity. And Friday, River Ridge. And
7 nights of programming.
7 nights a week.
We're beating the CW right now.
Yep. They're programming
so
on Friday, doesn't it?
So proud of you guys.
Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
I want to thank
really
you so much for coming on the show. I had such a great time. Please understand that whenever you have good stuff to go ahead and report or talent to share, I'm with you. And, you know, your home is always here on Home with Victoria. I can't wait for you to actually meet Victoria, because she had tons of questions tonight for you, but just couldn't make it. But once again, Todd Fisher and Stuart St. John's and the SFN, I thank you so much. I adore you. I respect you. I can't wait to see you next year. I'll be up in New York in April for a concert that I'm actually reporting on. So you guys are in New York, correct?
No,
we're in
LA.
You're in LA. Oh, sucky.
Yeah.
Sucky, blacky.
Yeah, we're in the West.
Anywho,
so
I can't wait to go ahead and have you guys back on. But thanks again, once again. I hope you had a great time.
Thank
and,
you.
So
we did. Thank you.
My absolute
and thank
pleasure,
thank you, everybody,
honey.
In the chat room.
Thank you.
You got some good fans, and everybody's going ahead and tuning in to the SFN. So I adore you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Have a great night.
You too.
You were listening to Todd Fisher and Stuart St. John from the SFN. A fantastic show, fantastic, charming people, and so pretty to look at. It should be a sin. I want to thank everybody up in chat. Barry Dodd, guest 7210, guest 7379, guest 7738, guest 8252. Michael Caruso, thanks for joining us, man. I'm really loving Divinity. Sunny from Nebraska, thanks so much for helping up in chat and Thurston the Series. Truly honored. This is Michael Kay for At Home with Victoria. It is Thursday night, March 30th. Join Victoria next week. She's back on. She's done with her vacations. Check her out on April 4th for Summer Fashions with Tam Hush from the Hush Boutique. And April 11th, her News Crunch show will actually talk about the Trayvon Martin case. Once again, let's play some music on the way out. I missed Mar Ben tonight, but she had some cataract surgery, and she's doing what she can. Let's go to one more song from my favorite man, Mr. Stephen McGraw, up in Recall Heights. This is Shelly Rand 8x10. Thanks for joining us tonight, and have a great night.
Became a single one that night. Now people can change, it's no one's fault. We look at that picture on the wall as if a memory in a frame can save us.
At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.